With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Jake Tapper of CNN is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jake, thanks for joining us as always.
Of course. Good to be here.
Well, what's the schedule? Did my son tell me he saw you doing an 11 o'clock show or something?
Last week, just because of the remarkable news that was breaking, I did a couple, Tuesday and Wednesday night, I did a 11 o'clock specials. But that was mainly just because of the momentous news of the president firing the FBI director. So
now, what's on the lead today, then? Is it Comey again?
Continued Comey fallout, but then there's a lot of other things going on. Obviously, the president is preparing for a trip to NATO. The president's preparing for his trip to Jerusalem, Saudi Arabia, and the Vatican, a lot of other stuff going on.
Well, I saw it. I don't know where it was yesterday, which network, but there is a sense, the angle was that Netanyahu was all aboard the Trump train. Now there's a feeling like, wait a minute, when we get to the details, that President Trump is the ultimate deal maker, wants to make a deal. And when the Israelis hear that type of stuff, that's never good news, because I don't think there is any deal that could be made there. I look at it from their perspective and I get it.
Well, I mean, I can't say whether there is or there isn't, but I mean, there have been deals made. I mean, there is a peace treaty between Israel and Egypt. There is a peace treaty between Israel and Jordan. Certainly, it is within the realm of the possible. Probable, I agree with you. It seems right now, especially with Hamas controlling Gaza and Bibi Netanyahu as the Prime Minister of Israel, it seems extremely unlikely. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, if the president wants to have a successful treaty, peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, that's going to require both sides to make a lot of compromises they don't want to make. And it's easier, I think, for them, especially for the Israelis, given the fact that they now have, you know, much stronger security than they did 10 years ago, both because of Iron Dome and also because of the wall they built between Israel proper and the West Bank. It's easier for the Israelis to maintain status quo. I don't know how much longer they can, but I agree with you. The general notion that, I guess it depends on how passionate President Trump is about actually wanting to achieve a peace treaty, because if he does actually want to achieve a peace treaty, That will, I think, by definition, upset Netanyahu. And by the way, it will upset Sheldon Adelson too, who is
without doubt
the president.
That's what the report is. Absolutely. So I think that's something kind of intriguing to me. Now, you're also co-hosting the debate this week with Sanders. Last time was with Ted Cruz. I thought that was very adult. Both guys gave a lot there. It wasn't just the usual talking past each other. But Sanders and John Kasich. Now, I had Kasich here recently. I know you've interviewed him many more times than I, but you talk about a wild card or hard to pin down. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a debate tomorrow night. Dan Abash and I will be co-moderating between Bernie Sanders and John Kasich. And it is unusual because neither of them are traditional when it comes to their party. I mean, Bernie Sanders is an independent, more of an independent than he is a Democrat, and is somebody who, you know, when you challenge him on the problems with Obamacare, he concedes them because he thinks Obamacare didn't go far enough. When it comes to John Kasich, he's not somebody who supports the House Republican health care bill and thinks that it's too harsh in terms of lower income individuals and the Medicaid expansion. So, I mean, they're two very non-traditional partisans. So I think it'll be very interesting. We'll be talking, obviously, about tax reform, health care, and then the probe into Russia as well.
9 o'clock tomorrow night. Is that when that?
That's right. 9 o'clock.
Tomorrow night. Now, little TV advice from you, because you are known for the pocket square. I don't know how that happened, but so tomorrow I'm doing the first show on Fox in which I'm on a whole hour, which is in TV time, beyond lengthy.
When is this?
5 o'clock tomorrow.
On what is that? Those shows, that's their new one, right?
Yeah, the new show with Eric Bolling.
Eric Bolling
is an open collar guy. I've never seen you do that. So I don't know, if it were you, would I wear a pocket square on the Jake Tapper show? It might come back, hey, yeah, you're stealing the signature here. You can't be doing it.
I did not invent this pocket square, nor will I claim, but I appreciate the integrity that prompted your questioning. But I will flip and I will enjoy seeing it.
Well, thank you. But would you ever wear the open? See, it's a more informal show that time of the day. Have you ever done the open collar, or is that not fit the seriousness?
I do it when I'm like on the road, outside, and it feels like, you know, if I'm covering something like the Boston bombing or something like that, I will not, you know, be in a suit and tie. I'll be more casually dressed. But generally speaking, I'm more traditional, and I was raised at the foot of Peter Jennings and early in my broadcast career, so the pocket square and the tie were important.
Yeah, well, the pocket square, though, is kind of a newish thing, I think. I guess, did Jennings wear, it was white, though, right?
No, he had colored and white pocket squares. He did both. It's kind of retro, but you're right, it's kind of trendy again.
All right. Yeah, because, you know, the medium's the message. So we have, we're grinders. We have a Facebook poll. I have the spring blue suit or the collarless, the tieless with the pocket square, that, and the lead's back and forth. Thousands of voters here.
It's nice how you entrust your listeners to that kind of decision.
Well, my wife will be the ultimate decision maker.
I hope that she just has a huge pocket veto.
Yeah,
honestly, like, because you know, when it comes to letting the crowd crowdsourcing of your wardrobe, it's kind of like letting the public have access to the brakes on the train. I mean, like, I don't really know why you would want to do that.
Oh, it's fun. It's part of talk radio. Does your wife advise on any of those issues?
Yeah, of course, all of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing to do. So 4 o'clock today with Jake Tapper, and then 4 o'clock tomorrow and 11 o'clock tomorrow night, right?
No. 4 o'clock today, 4 o'clock tomorrow, and then 9 o'clock tomorrow
night. 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Two shows in one day, a doubleheader.
Yeah. They make us sing for our supper here.
All righty. Well, glad to hear it. Jake, thank you. Enjoy it tomorrow night.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.